Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning and welcome to Squawk 7000. Well, we're here in Birr and it is just after 8:30 in the morning on Saturday the 15th of April. And once again, it's the annual Birr Breakfast fly-in. The volunteers are already on the field. The airfield is looking pristine. Marshallers are over in one corner having a bit of a briefing as to where they're going to be parking the aircraft. And, well, the people involved with the breakfast have already started. The boilers are on and very shortly there'll be the smell of bacon wafting through the air. Stay with us on this particular episode of Squawk 7000 and we'll get a chance to chat to some of the people here, find out about the event, and bring you a flavour of aviation on a day that is often recognised as the official start of the flying season in Ireland. Colm Wright, this event wouldn't happen today, I suppose, without the support of the Ormond Flying Club, and you've a nice busy year ahead.
We have lots going on. Yeah, well, we're very nervous during the week about the runway, but I just did a runway inspection there and all is good. So we're very, very happy. Runway is good and hard, and we're happy that we can proceed with this event this morning.
Last year, tremendous success and nearly 100 aircraft. Looking for the same today, I'd say.
Yeah, well, most importantly, we're looking for the money. Because, you know, I think last year we raised, what was it, 20 grand or something for St. Vincent de Paul here in Birr, and we're hoping to get that and maybe a bit more. So, like, if guys don't arrive in planes, if they come by car and they still donate their money, we'll be delighted, you know. But, look, the day is in and we should have close to 100 aircraft today, which would be great.
And the money, as we also find out, of course, goes locally to the local events.
It all stays in Birr, yeah, which is great. And I mean, in fairness to Shea, he heads up all this event and we just roll in behind him and support the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, he's raised so much money for St. Vincent de Paul here over the years, which is great. I think it's over 300,000 now at this point. So it's fantastic. And of course, we're planning for our big event in August, which is the air show.
Yeah. Birr has a great reputation because people get up close and personal.
It's fantastic, yeah. I mean, the crowd line is right beside the aircraft, which is fantastic here. And anyone that has visited here in the past knows that. To get to meet the pilots, we do this pilot parade here every year as well, which is it's unique. Birr is unique that we're able to do that. We call it a boutique-style air show, which is great, yeah. You know. We have the P-51 Mustang is coming back, Miss Helen, which we're delighted about. We have the Falcons confirmed. We've the Ravens coming from the UK. Dave Bruton, we've Eddie Goggins, the usual Irish contingency. Mm. Well, there's a few more to be confirmed.
Great. Well, breakfast is already on. We're going to go and talk to a few more people. Colm, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Aaron Carter for St. Vincent de Paul in Birr. And, you know, we're back again for another wonderful breakfast fly-in. Still in the glow of last year.
Absolutely. And it's a gorgeous morning here in Birr. Sun is shining. So somebody is looking down on us. And we're delighted to be here. I would like to thank all our sponsors. We definitely want to thank the venue here, the Birr Flying Club, for giving us this lovely venue. To all the people who support us. I'm not going to start naming them.
I know, it would be a long list now, wouldn't it?
It's a long list, and I could leave someone out.
But do you know, when we talked last year, you were reminding us about how, you know, the money raised here has a real importance to it. And you were starting to give us an idea that people were feeling the impact of cost of living. Here we are a year later, 2023. Paint a picture for us.
Well, this year it's different with the food poverty. We always had food poverty. Now we have electricity, heating poverty. We have all of that. We have people losing their jobs. We actually have a new cohort of people coming to us, people that are actually working, but they probably be on a very low wage. They cannot manage, and their mortgages, everything like that. So that's a real thing for us. Now, we cover Barr here, population about 5,500, but we also cover all the villages around the area, which in total is about 12. So we have a huge area to cover.
What keeps you going?
The feel-good factor from it. Mm-hmm. We're all volunteers in Barr, and it's being able to help people, and we've never refused anybody. Even if it's just a box of food, and you just go home in the evening, you've done your job. And the thing is, I suppose I've trained my mind not to think too much about it when I go home, because there's a lot of issues out there, mental issues you come across. Once you might be going to a house to visit someone who's looking for a bit of help, but you might come across something else. There's a bigger issue once you go in there, and some people just want to talk to a stranger and tell them your problems. But absolutely love it.
Time to go get some breakfast, Marion Carter. Yeah. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Paddy Kilduff was on his way to get breakfast.
I'm standing now right beside where the food is, and I'm between a man and his breakfast, which is not generally a good idea. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
And you are in charge of the marshals today.
We're in charge of the marshalling. We're Follow Me Aircraft Marshals. Our main man, John McDermott, who you know,
yes,
is in Florida at the moment, but we'll survive without him.
Paddy, tell me about all the men in orange, and you have actually a very important job here today, because all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of aeroplanes and a lot of propellers.
It is indeed, and our main job is to make sure that nobody walks towards the propellers. Particularly need to keep the public off the parking area, and that's well marked off today. We also are responsible for keeping the airplanes apart, making sure taxiing on bumpy grounds is different to taxiing on the tarmac of the airport, in that wingtips can't go over one another because they might bump into one another. So generally that's getting the pilots to follow our directions, and we'll keep them safe.
What keeps you involved in an event like this?
I've been involved with... That's our first arrival. That's I might have to go.
I'll walk with you. Yeah.
No,
actually, look, if we do, it's...
it's Jerry Humphreys.
It's Jerry Humphreys, and he's just put the smoke on and giving us a little typical arrival gesture on his part, and a beautiful, clear blue sky. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is indeed. We feel more like we're in Florida than Joe is,
Joe,
at the moment.
Yeah. I notice all of your gang who were going to talk to me have all disappeared. So I'll let you get off, chase them back in, and enjoy your breakfast.
Okay,
thanks
great.
For chatting.
Thanks
to
a
us.
Lot. Thanks very much.
Morning.
Jerry Humphreys, welcome to Burr. We just heard your arrival a couple of seconds ago on the podcast. And what's the flying conditions like today?
On the way here, the weather conditions were perfect for flying. It's that early morning, crisp, clean, cold air with a tiny hint of a layer of thin fog, which you get up above and you think, wow, this is, it's great to be alive.
I knew you'd paint a nice word picture for me. Now, you're also the first person wearing the red hat. You know that
well,
this
somebody
has been...
arrived at the cockpit when I landed and handed me a freebie. I thought, you know what? Yeah. I'll take it.
All the pilots arriving today are actually wearing a hat which has been sponsored by SNBC Aviation. And it's lovely, I suppose, to mark the event as well. You've been at a few of these now.
Indeed, and they get better and better, and although I'm one of the first arrivals here, I can tell with the number of organisers and volunteers you've got around here, I can taste the sausages already,
pilots will do anything for breakfast, it's definitely true. Well, listen, we look forward to seeing, I'm sure you'll do a fly pass at some stage in the proceedings today, and enjoy
it. If it's quiet and there's no one around and everybody wants me, I might let off a bit of smoke or something like that.
I don't think that will stop you. Jerry, thank you. the arrival of the S92. Stepping out of it this morning, a cold Saturday morning. Rob Tatton, Rob, welcome to Burr.
Great to be here. Great.
Busy activity and a busy year for you guys.
Yes, it has been. And what's happened this year, I suppose, a big thing for us is we've completed our NVIS training, which is night vision, for the guys to be able to see in the dark at night. They wear the NVIS goggles, which is a huge safety enhancement for the service that we provide to the state. So we've all crewed on, except for where we have new crew that have only just joined us recently, so their training will start pretty soon.
Now, when you say crew, is this the pilots and the people in the back have the ability to see in the dark?
Yes, effectively the pilots and the tech crew will wear the night vision goggles when they're out at missions at night. So it aids, as well as the safety being able to see in the dark, but it aids to be able to find people.
And an event like this, of course, is an opportunity to remind people of the work that you do. It's been continuing now for how long?
Oh, we're providing the service. EHC have been contracted to the Irish Coast Guard for well over 20 years now. And the current contract is actually in the process of tendering at the moment. So the tenders are all submitted, the votes are in and have been counted, as they say, and we expect I would say the latest will be July before and we'll hear the result, you know.
And of course, when you think about that 20 years, that you accumulate in a massive amount of knowledge in it in terms of how to run a service like that.
Oh, absolutely. Like the crew, some of our crew have come out of the Air Corps where they used to do the service, so well over 20 years. We have one individual, Mick Tracy, actually. He's with us, and if he retired and he came back, he's doing a bit of contracting for us. But if he's still involved with us next year, he's been 50 years involved in search and rescue.
What about the opportunity for new recruits?
Yes, we're recruiting at the moment. We have brought in a number of pilots in the last 12 months. We've brought in some new tech crew, and we're still recruiting, all trying to plan for the next contract. And also we're trying to introduce with the authority FRMS, which is Fatigue Risk Management System. And if we are able to achieve that with the work we're doing, we'll be the first AOC in country to have FRMS. And then I include the fixed wing.
Roy O'Connor, we're standing here in Burr with the sound of rotors running in the background, and you're here with two aircraft today.
Yes, we have two 135 helicopters down today. One of them is part of ongoing helicopter conversion training, so they'll continue on to Shannon later and we'll head back to Bale then in the other one.
And your support for events like this is fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, no, I since I took over, my whole piece has been to reach out to the community, because aviation in Ireland is such an important piece, such a history, I suppose, in Ireland of aviation. And from the Air Corps, we had our centenary last year. We've been certainly part of that, I suppose, since the formation of the state. And I suppose all our personnel, pilots, technicians, all our personnel within the Air Corps come from all streams around the country. And events like this does put people in, gives them an insight into aviation. And certainly it's a competitive market out there, I suppose, at the moment, with people looking for people to join. But we're certainly part of the career profile, I suppose, for young people looking for a career in aviation.
I was going to say that to you. There have been some recruitments recently. You're certainly advertising for them.
Yes, well, we have an annual advertisement, I suppose, in terms of cadet pilots, technicians, and then what we call general service personnel who can come in, and they can go into any of our various roles, whether it's air crew, photographers, sensor and radar operators. So we have a huge opportunity, I suppose, for young people to come in, and whether they spend their whole career or spend a few years in the organisation, certainly they all benefit from being there.
Difficult one to ask you to summarise, but what's the sort of the characteristic of somebody who succeeds in a career like that?
I suppose there's no one personality, and that's our strength in the Air Corps, that there's no particular type of individual you want. It's very much a team effort for everything that we do, and I suppose if you look at us doing an air ambulance or a maritime patrol operation, that's just the tip of the spear. It's all the support elements, your logisticians, your safety equipment personnel, air traffic control, refuelers, technicians. There's a huge amount of people who enable that first one mission take place. So there is no set profile. Obviously, there will be some minimum educational qualifications come in, but once they're met, it's up to the individual how they present themselves. And the selection process tends to pick the people. Like the people who've gone into the organisation certainly thrive and flourish in the organisation.
And to be fair, you know, you're an example yourself of that the possibility of progression exists.
Yes, I'm 41 years in this year, I suppose. So it's I haven't started off as an apprentice, and in my 4 years qualified under ANCO, actually, as it was at the time, all those years ago, and then I joined the cadets. For me, it's the pinnacle of my career here, and as I head towards the retirement piece in a couple of years, it's fantastic to be ahead of such a fantastic organisation.
And finally, later in the year, in 1963 was an important date for the Air Corps, and here we are in 2023.
Yes, so we celebrate 60 years of helicopter operations. That winter, 62-63, was quite severe, and they bought the first of the Alouette 3 helicopters. They served a total of 44 years with us. So later on in November, we'll be celebrating the actual 60th anniversary of the helicopters coming into service. And if you look, I suppose, at the background of what we've done over the year, the search and rescue, air ambulance, aeromedical flights, relief during severe weather events and that as well. It's been a continuous evolution, I suppose, of heli operations in Ireland. And the personnel, Number 3 Operations Wing, is the most decorated unit in the Defence Forces, 14 Distinguished Service Medals from all the rescues they would have done in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. And even the current Chief of Staff, Sean Clancy, was a search and rescue pilot as well during our time, and his pedigree is in helicopter flying. So I think, I suppose the personnel who served in the Air Corps have gone out around the country and worldwide. We fed into the greater piece of Ireland and the whole aviation piece. So it's Number 3 Operations Wing, as part of the Air Corps, has a unique history, I suppose, and this year gives the opportunity to celebrate that. And final piece, for our 100 years, we had helicopters in operation for 60 of those 100 years. So it's an extremely important part of our history and heritage.
It's a massive set of experience. Rory Connor, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you very much.
Departures of food.
Conor McCarthy, welcome to Birr. Always great to see you supporting the event and the funds that are being raised here as well.
Thanks very much, Michael. Yes, we're delighted to be here on behalf of Emerald Airlines, and it's a great event. Love to support it. And the wider aviation community that feeds us all in the end is always worth supporting. So,
how's the year looking for you?
Year's looking very good. We've actually not seen any of the fall off in demand that people might have been predicting after the first year after COVID. And we expect to double our passenger numbers this year to 2 million. Mm-hmm. And next week we take delivery of our 16th ATR 72. So
wow,
it's all go. Still recruiting like mad.
I was going to say that, you know, 16 airplanes, you're looking for people to fly them, service them, and look after them.
Yeah, we've a lot in the pipeline, obviously, in advance of the aircraft arriving. But, you know, we're getting a 70 in the next 2 months as well, and we're always looking to hire more pilots, engineers and cabin crew, and it's been great. Yeah, it's been really great, but very busy, obviously.
And you also took a fairly interesting approach when you decided you were going to look after your own handling.
Yeah, we did. Look, it's so important to have your flights going on time and turned around in time, and we just found that with the, you know, the strains after COVID, a lot of people hadn't returned to aviation, and we felt we had to take matters into our own hands and stabilise our ground operations. We got that running. We went solo in December, and we've now got a really wonderful ground handling team, and we're also doing our own catering logistics as well with that group, and it just makes a big difference taking it into your own hands.
I got the sense, the way you describe it, that there's a really interesting energy in the organisation and on the people who are working there together.
Yeah, we've actually just a wonderful mix of people, and you know, we've had a new chief executive start last month. That's Keith Butler, and Keith joins us from CAE Park, where he was CEO. But we've a wonderful mix. They come from Stobart mainly, but there's a lot of people in there from Ryanair, from CityJet, from Aer Lingus, and from other walks of life. So it's just been a wonderful mix of wonderful ingredients, and we're enjoying it. It's exciting still.
Well, thanks for talking to us on Squawk 7000. I don't get between you and your breakfast.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Also here in Birr this morning is the chairman of Simtech Aviation, Brendan Traynor. Simtech, of course, have been terrific supporters of the event here.
Absolutely delighted to support such a wonderful event and see everybody's contribution to the event, enthusiasts from all over Ireland coming here. But it's a very special cause, and I think more so a special cause in the current times we're seeing, where with inflation and cost of living increases. So I think it's great for everybody here to see and hear about the benefits that the Svensson Paul movement does for Ireland and its local community here in Burr.
Now, I know you might be too shy to say, but certainly Simtech were very generous in matching the funds raised last year and bringing the total up to €20,000.
Well, absolutely, and I think we all have to be selective in what charities we can donate to, and unfortunately we can't meet all, but I think this is such a wonderful charity and it really hits the coal face of the problems that local communities and families are facing. So it's more than ever, I think it's a wonderful charity.
And of course for an organisation like yourselves, it's a good sign if you're in a position to be that generous. It means that things are looking good for Simtech Aviation. Recovery is happening.
Well, absolutely. I think the aviation industry grinded to a halt with COVID, but I think it's a bit like enthusiasts here today. It's been a very resilient and fast recovery, and wonderful to see new pilots coming back training, have the confidence in their long term futures after a 2-year hiatus. So both on the student side of the business, as you know, a lot of our students come from continental Europe, yeah, and beyond, so it's great to see them coming back to Ireland for the standard of training.
And one of the other things, of course, you've done is you've brought in the opportunity to attract people from the UK market as well, offering CAA ratings.
Yeah, and I think it's a testament to the innovation in the business. Obviously, Brexit brought challenges, but equally it brought opportunities. So we now have an array of courses that are now available to the UK students in Ireland, so it's wonderful.
We've moved over from the hangar where breakfast is underway at Burr, and we're now standing beside the steerman. Beside me is Eamon Brennan, who, do you know, Eamon, I have to say at this stage, aviation's probably not only running in your blood, but it's in your bones.
Oh, I love it. And I love a day like today down at the Burr Breakfast Flying, yeah, where we've a beautiful day just after Joe Biden's visit. And the cream of aviation are here. It's gorgeous to see, and well done to Shea Party. If he didn't do it, nobody else would.
I know. And you talk about the funds that are raised here. But there's a second thing happening as well, which is watching just the community of pilots. I didn't know, and only found out recently, you had a PPL yourself.
Yeah, no, I did have a PPL, yeah, and my plan is to get it back. I became the regulator in Ireland, and it became untenable to have a PPL yourself, because any indiscretion would be who chases you down. So I dropped it then. But I flew in France, and I flew in Malaysia, flew in the UK, and I have about 300 hours, so, and basically I learned in Cannes on a DR-400 and love it. I just love anything around, hanging around airfields, I love it.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, why people like flying. A day like this, you can see people sharing stories, looking at each other's aircraft, swapping the yarns as well. Now, you haven't, of course, completely detached yourself from aviation. Your recent appointment to the Ryanair board, congratulations.
Yeah, when I finished up as a Director General in Eurocontrol, so I've been appointed on the board of Ryanair. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And just basically to help Irish aviation. I'm very keen on kind of promoting aviation generally, yeah, and I'm looking forward to Ryanair. It's good company.
It's interesting, too, to see Ireland's place in aviation. And, congratulations is due to you as well, and a certain amount of pride I hope you have too about where we stand globally now in the world of aviation.
Well, globally Ireland's in a very good position. I mean, just let's look at the facts. The number one airline in Europe, Ryanair, are based in Ireland. You know, they carry a huge amount of passengers, over 540 aircraft. That's not mirrored anywhere else in Europe. Yeah. And then you have the leasing industry is basically essentially based in Ireland. You know, half the world's fleet are leased, and over 3/4 of those are leased from Ireland. And then I think there's a good supply of young pilots coming through. I was out with Ryanair there a few weeks ago, and I was really pleased to see the amount of effort now they're putting into training pilots, bringing them through the system, and it's really good for Irish aviation. The big thing that aviation, the big challenge aviation has in the future is to get the sustainability thing correct. And that's really, you're talking about sustainable aviation fuels, and we have a big challenge in Europe to try and bring that on board, because the problem is production is low, it costs 3 times what J1 costs, and that's the big challenge. Now if we can get that right, you'll get consumer confidence, because people still want to travel. So I'm very much into kind of green aviation, but I'm not into stopping people traveling. So we got to climb this mountain and make sure it actually happens. So there's all kinds of experiments, both with Ryanair, with British Airways, all throughout Europe. Etihad recently had a full SAF flight from Abu Dhabi the whole way right into Europe, running on 100% SAF. But the problem is supply, and the problem is that in Europe the you know, the Green Deal and the Green Package is more based on regulations, whereas in America, with Joe Biden just having left, they have a thing called the IRA Act, which is the Infrastructure Act, and that's more based on incentives. So they're more into incentivizing you for producing SAF and making it beneficial. And I think we got to turn the corner a little bit in Europe and that, to make sure that we don't lose out, that the SAF production isn't in America and not in Europe.
Now, back to you and the flying for a bit, because fellas who start off with a hobby and turn it into a career, and here you are turning it back into a hobby again?
Yeah, no, I want to turn it back into a hobby. I mean, I'm lucky enough, like, I mean, when you finish up, I was the regulator in Ireland for years and ran the ANSP and Eurocontrol. It's nice to get back to just be able to wander around a field like this and enjoy it on a day, and hopefully I'll get back in the cockpit as well and have a few part-time jobs and do things I want to do. You know, I'm still working effectively, but, like, not as much. I don't want to be waking up in the morning and wondering what's happening in Athens or Amsterdam.
I can't even believe that would be the case anymore for you. Well, listen, happy flying, and we look forward to seeing you at some more airfield events.
Okay, Michael, great to see you. Take care.
And we'll be back at the Burr Breakfast Fly-In after this short break.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Donald Levant from Western Airport.
Donald, it's a fantastic event here today, and to be fair, Weston does the same as well.
We do, but we can't organise the weather just as well. And the truth of that is that safety is paramount, so there's no point in asking people in VFR environment to come in conditions that are either too windy or the cloud is too low. So we'll hope for and pray for a better day in July this year.
And that's what I suppose you and I really should be focusing on, is the July event. Part of course, with the weekend of aviation with the Bray Air Show, but on the Saturday morning, an opportunity for people to show their generosity.
Absolutely. We got great support last year for those that came out. In fact, we say there were 350 people there. There were 500 breakfasts consumed. So some people were hungry. That's okay. But the truth is, those 350 people gave us a lot of money for the local Vincent de Paul. So we have the four conferences around us in Maynooth and Leixlip, Selbridge and Lucan. And they've all benefited. But they've given their bit too to society, a lot more than we can do. And we really appreciate it. Their volunteers were tremendously helpful to us on the day. They're now experienced, so they'll be out next July, whether they know it or not yet, to help us out again. But the work is great that the Vincent de Paul do, and we're delighted to be a part of it.
And, you know, as you say too, you've got people here who obviously have to have a bob or two if they're going to fly as part of their hobby, showing also some generosity to those who need it.
I think that's a very valid point, and I think it's a very good synergy between people who can afford to spend on an expensive leisure activity like flying, to be able to dip their hands in their pockets and help out those that maybe are less more in need, more needy is what I really should say.
In the meantime, for any of our general aviation audience who are listening, you would be encouraging them to get themselves sorted out and get into Weston.
Well, there's a few things going on. I mean, we want to make it attractive, first of all. There's a fantastic, and I use that word quite intentionally, and a fantastic restaurant and cafe opening sometime between the 11th of May, which I think is optimistic, yeah, and early in June. But right, certainly it's ready to go. I mean, the facility is ready. We're just waiting to finish some of the planning, building issues. Yeah. The cafe will be absolutely perfect for people to pop in, meet their friends, have a coffee and a scone, and we'll be putting some sort of a deal together to provide a landing fee, coffee and a scone to get you started. Not necessarily the second time, but the first time certainly we will. And that should make it attractive. But the more professional side of it, if you like, without getting too technical, is we're very close to the Dublin zone, and I know there's a reluctance on the part of some GA pilots to come near us for that very reason. I'd say please come along, bring your map, know where Kilcock is, know where Maynooth is, know where the Liffey runs down to the Pigeon House if you're coming from the east, and use your visual cues to get in. You'll have to listen out to people like Emirates and Etihad and Ryanair on the frequency. Don't be put off by that. Use your own airmanship, get in, come and visit us, have a coffee, have a scone, and come back.
And you recently launched a new website as well with all that information available too.
We did. We're pleased enough. Website, it's important we keep in mind it's a growing and living item, and we'll continue to update it as things change. I mean, we've plans for the runway as well, not changing it very much, but reconfiguring it slightly and putting in some runway lights so that we can use it a little bit more than has been the case up to now, and also for identification when the weather's not great so people can see it. So there's a lot going on the airfield. That's taking a little longer than we would have liked. The terminal itself and the briefing rooms, they're in good nick and they'll be all up and running for the summer. So we look forward to seeing everybody in July. But before that, if it's a suitable day and you feel like coming to Weston, please do. And the coffee really won't be available till around about the beginning of June.
No, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Hi, I'm Jason Phelan and I'm here at Burr Airfield, and I'm with Captain Paddy and Lucky.
Now, when we say Captain Paddy and Lucky, regular listeners to Squawk 7000 will probably know the story because we've been following their adventures. For those that don't, you better fill us in.
Hello. Yes, so Captain Paddy and Lucky are flying all over Ireland, UK, and so far they've been to Boston, USA and Australia, and they're raising awareness and funds for Laura Lynn Children's Hospice and Dogs Trust Ireland.
And we're not talking about two people, we're talking about two bears who even have their own ID at this stage.
They do indeed, yes, and they've got their Hi-Vis jackets on today, and I've actually just had confirmed last night they're actually going to spend nearly 2 weeks with Ryanair flying across Europe on many destinations.
Excellent, congratulations. And of course they're just back from a period of service in the nation's defence.
They did indeed. They were with the Irish Air Corps for approximately 31 days, went through recruitment training, and they got to fly in the majority of the Irish Air Corps aircraft. So they had an amazing time.
And while we might be having a bit of fun, of course, there's a really important message behind this. They're involved in, as are you, the raising of funds.
That's it, that's correct. So we actually went to visit Laura Lynn Children's Hospice on Thursday, and about a month ago we were invited along to Dogs Trust Ireland as well. So we got to see the great work that both charities that we're raising awareness funds for, and Laura Lynn and Dogs Trust are both important to me. I have my own rescue dog, and my six-year-old nephew, who is a huge fan of Captain Paddy and Lucky, was the inspiration for choosing Laura Lynn.
Well, we wish you all the very best with their adventures, and maybe you'll keep us up to date on how they get on with Ryanair.
I will indeed, yes, and I think they're quite looking forward to getting a few more destinations under their belt.
Jim Gavin here beside the steerman. You came down in the aircraft.
Yes, I came down in Sean Bennett's Boeing Stearman, built in 1949. We came down 1,000 feet from Lyons Estate. I think it's about maybe, that's the temperature, maybe about minus 5 degrees, maybe.
You have to be dressed for it, don't you?
You do indeed, yeah. But yeah, we're well wrapped up, and we had a beautiful flight down, and what a reception here in Birr. Yeah. Phenomenal turnout today for a brilliant cause, and for a brilliant man in Captain Shay Pardy. He's a legend of aviation, an entrepreneur as well, and we're all here to support Shay and support, you know, awfully have Clara, have Shane Lowry, well, you know, Beer have a great airfield here. It's a big part of the community, aviation community in Ireland, and we're delighted to support Beer and support St. Vincent de Paul.
And your support and interest in aviation continues.
It does indeed, yeah. I just tell the story there. My first flight was with Derby Kennedy many years ago in Weston.
Wow.
So I got the flame from there, and I've had a wonderful aviation career ever since, and I'm just so lucky. It's not a job, it's a passion for us all.
It's hard to describe to people who can't really see here, but we're here in an airfield, at least 100 aircraft.
Must be, yeah.
And
yeah.
A whole lot of pilots, yeah. And the conversation's fantastic.
It is, and it's great. I mean, the big turnout from the aviation community, it's, you know, the air traffic control was very slick coming in. It's all very safe. I think there's more marshals than there is an aircraft. It's really, really well organised. Great to see. Great management by the... I think three aircraft in the pattern, about five to get airborne. Yeah. So it's fantastic. And it's brilliant. Brilliant. We're just, as you say, telling old stories and meeting old friends and making new friends. The Irish Aviation Authority, we're going to be merging with our friends in the Commission of Aviation Regulation. So what that means for what the authority will be in a few weeks' time is that we'll really be a one-stop shop, Michael, for aviation regulation. That's from economic regulation, passenger consumer rights, safety and security, up to civil aviation sector. So it's really exciting times, and our colleagues in the air traffic control side will move out and form a new company called Air Navigation Ireland, and a really exciting journey for themselves and their boss, Peter Carney. So yeah, Rick, exciting times ahead for both organisations.
Well, we'll let you get back into the airplane and safe travel.
And likewise to you, have a safe flight home. God bless.
Take care. Likewise. Shea Party, we started the podcast this morning in a quiet airfield around 8:30 in the morning, and there wasn't a sinner here. What kind of day has it been?
I think we're all exhausted, Michael. The voice is actually gone.
Yeah.
I've never seen a day like it anywhere. Mm. We've been very lucky. The weather, as you saw this morning, was glorious. And we're just on 129 aircraft.
Wow.
Visitors. The last one in was Golf Echo Papa Alfa Romeo from Enniskillen, an R22, which, as we said, we haven't seen in a while. I was talking to Marion and Vincent de Paul, and we got a very generous donation without name checking, but Conor McCarthy gave €3,000.
Fantastic.
And we think we're up to close to 18 on the day, which is amazing.
And means more will come in as well.
It does, yeah, absolutely. And it puts us close to probably just over 340 since we started all this, mm-hmm. doing the golf and book and other. So, yeah, great. And if I'm allowed...
Go on.
Can I plug volume 2 of the book, which will come out in July?
My next question.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have it.
Yeah, so we're out and about getting... The Air Corps have sent us some great images, and Frank and Pat, and we were out with yourself recently, and it has been an unbelievable success and got us corporate support that we probably wouldn't otherwise have had.
The other thing that people who haven't been here today mightn't have seen is the sheer pleasure of people talking to each other and catching up, and there was good old yarns going on.
It's the biggest men's shed in the country for the day, I suppose we'd call it. And if you look at, when we talked about numbers, there were about 60 volunteers helping out. Mm. We're guests of the Ormond Flying Club, of Colm, Dave Corboy, Owen Geraghty and Tom Rafter. And you saw the running around they did today and the help they gave us. And if I'm leaving anybody out here, you know, just want to thank the Ormond Flying Club. We must have, James, the chef.
There's a sausage left in the
thousands of sausages, thousands of rashers, thousands of black puddings, and it's great, isn't it great? Just
absolutely
for the whole country.
Day. And as we sort of wrap up our podcast for the day, we'll catch up with you again, I'm sure, in the meantime, but Bray is next.
Bray is on the 29th, 30th of July, and Derek Walsh and his team are running a similar event, and we'd love to see everybody on the 29th of July. We have the Wingwalkers in, the Ravens, the Jordanian Falcons, a Mustang, Catalina. So come, you know, come see, and we do the same again.
And as DV said in the tower not too long ago, have they no homes to go to?
It's been a great day. Momentous. Yeah, epic.
Thanks for the victory, Lennon.
Thank you, Lennon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.